What's new from Apple? There's the new iPhone 16 Pro, built for Apple Intelligence. And it comes with the all-new camera control, giving you an easier way to quickly access your camera tools. The new Apple Watch Series 10 has our biggest display and our thinnest design ever. And this? It's the sound of active noise cancellation, now available on one of two new AirPods 4 models. So quiet. Check out all of the new products and new features at Apple.com. You can even buy yourself something new. See Apple.com for product availability updates. Apple Intelligence coming this fall.
Ryan Reynolds here for, I guess, my 100th Mint commercial. No. I mean, honestly, when I started this, I thought I only have to do like 4 of these. I mean, it's unlimited premium wireless for $15 a month. How are there still people paying 2 or 3 times that much? I'm sorry, I shouldn't be victim blaming here. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/save. Whenever you're ready.
$45 upfront payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes. See details.
This episode is brought to you by Honda. When you test drive the all-new Prologue EV, there's a lot that can impress you about it. There's the class-leading passenger space, the clean, thoughtful design, and the intuitive technology. But out of everything, what you'll really love most is that it's a Honda. Visit Honda.com/EV to see offers.
At BlueNile.com, you can find endless ways to make your moments sparkle. From classic and timeless jewelry gifts to creating the custom engagement ring of her dreams, all at prices you won't find at a traditional jeweler. And right now, you can save up to 40% on fine jewelry and 25% on engagement ring settings during the Blue Nile Anniversary Sale. Going on now. Go to BlueNile.com to shop the Blue Nile Anniversary Sale and save up to 40%. That's BlueNile.com.
It's the Score North Twin Show.
All right, Score North Twin Show extra innings. Not only are the Twins forgetting things at the plate, Judd forgot his headphones. So we're going one mic, one shot. Type of setup.
What can I say? A fundamental mistake. A Manny Margot type mistake by me tonight.
Oh, wow. Drop the ball?
I did drop the ball. I didn't bring the headphones. I dropped the ball.
Oh, my gosh. What's going on, everyone? Score North Extra Innings, Declan Goff, Judd Zolgad here live from Target Field. I typically don't do post-game, night game press podcasts, mostly because, I'm here for a long time. Gets late. But when you get swept by the Braves, and your season now is kind of crumbling, and I think Rocco used the best type of word, Judd. It was, we need to wake up. You need to wake the bleep up here.
Yep.
They've been a streaky team all season, but 8 of their last 10, I believe 9 of their last 22 games, they only have 9 wins in that stretch. Yes, the AL is still bad, but I kind of feel like this is actually more frustrating than the 7-13 start they got off to. And we've seen some other bad stretches. You know, they had the losing streaks to Cleveland. They had the losing streak in New York and Pittsburgh.
Sure.
But when it's August 28th, we're almost in September, we're in crunch time here, I think the pressure and that choke grip that they basically have on their own necks right now feels a lot tighter than it has in previous stretches of this season.
I think the frustrating thing about this is, first of all, yes, Ryan is out. That hurts. Correa is out. That really hurts. Buxton is out. It hurts. It happens a lot. But I think the most frustrating thing about this stretch of baseball, Dex, has been watching in the last 9 of 10. What's frustrating is watching this team melt down and make mental mistakes, make physical mistakes, make mistakes on the bases. And it's a variety of characters. I mean, Baldelli can be directly linked to about 3 of the defeats because of his decisions. The last 2 nights, you've had, you've cost yourself runs on the bases, and tonight, and Baldelli defended him, but Tommy Watkins waved home Margot after he thought it was a line drive might be cut, so he basically didn't get a jump. Then he looked back, and then you could tell as he rounded third, he expected to be held up, and he wasn't held up. And then, as happens in a situation like this, a couple of batters after, there's a single that would have given you a 2-1 lead. And I know that ultimately that would not have won the game, but it certainly would have put a different tenor on the game. Then you go to the Margot drop. And, that was awarded as a double. I'm sorry. That's an error.
Come on, Stu.
Come on, Stu. That's an error. Like, the man took what I would call a circuitous route to a baseball. And, the trouble with him in left at target field, especially, I think, continues, because I don't know what the hell that was. But, you know, this is a team that can't afford to play dumb games, right? Yeah. Like when you are without what they're without, you have to play really good playoff baseball, smart baseball. And I think it's very safe to say that starting with a loss to the Rangers a week ago Sunday now, this team has played a lot of just really fundamentally flawed baseball. And we talked to Plouffe about this on the Tuesday show, and he's like, you can't do that. Like, if you're going to be a playoff team, you can't. So I think what Baldelli isn't saying, but it comes through in his words sort of and his demeanor, I think there's a lot of frustration with watching this team continually shoot itself in the foot.
Yeah.
And if you do that against the Braves, who, by the way, also without a ton of good players, yeah, but if you do that against the Braves, you are going to lose. Now, can you do it against the Blue Jays and win? Perhaps. I don't know. But, yeah, it is really frustrating to watch this because it feels like it's coming apart, and I don't know that they know how to necessarily stop it. But quit being dumb. That would help out. And don't wave guys home when it's clear you shouldn't wave them home. I'm sorry. That was a horrible send, I thought, by Tommy Watkins.
Yeah, it was a weird send. It's been a weird kind of last few games for Tommy over there, whether his faults or non-faults. It's one thing, I think, to lose games. I'm going to use a trademark here in Pagan fashion. I hate to be the Emilio Pagan trademarker, but sure, you know, if you're going to have some Pagan games that absolutely blow up in one guy's face, which happened to Emilio Pagan a lot, and that's why I'm using him as an unfortunate trademark, those are one ways to lose. You know, the Jorge Alcala game in Texas, like, that stinks, but it shouldn't snowball into something.
Right.
It has felt like that has snowballed into something.
Right.
From bullpen decision-making, which has been questionable, to just ineffectiveness in the bullpen, and then to your point, and I think even if a baseball purist happened to stumble into Twins games over the last week,
yeah,
I think they would turn it off. Like, it's weird fundamental things, getting thrown out when you shouldn't be sending someone, balls getting through the infield, not covering a bag, not throwing over to first, balls going off a glove, not being where you should be. Those are the things that I think are incredibly concerning, because I agree with Rocco. It has been streaky at times this year.
Yeah.
They get off to a poor start because it's the beginning of a baseball season and it's really cold in Minneapolis. And for whatever reason, we're playing 16 home games in April here in Minneapolis, which is probably foolish. Mm-hmm. But the way they've been losing games, yeah, it's concerning. There's now 29 games left. I believe this was 30 left after going into today. And yes, the state of the American League is putrid, but Kansas City's now hot. Forget about Cleveland falling off. I know Cleveland had an epic comeback today to beat the Royals and salvage one of those games in that series. But KC is saying, no, bleep this. We'll take it and run away with it after the Twins basically kicked their ass, what, 2 weekends ago here? Yep. And now the Twins find themselves basically shrugging emoji shoulders and head down bad news bears. And I think that's what's obviously alarming with the playoffs, but basically a month away.
Yeah, it's frustrating to watch. And look, I mean, again, Rocco is not going to publicly really dump on his team, but you could tell by his tone at times. And like, I felt his tone last night was more frustrated. I feel like this is, let's fix the bleeping problem.
Yeah.
And look, I understand there's going to be periods of decline at times. There's going to be periods. I mean, it is a long year. But that being said, I have found in the past 2 weeks or so, my real problem is you're getting performances that demand wins. For instance, David Festa tonight.
Yeah,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Sale, Festa. That's a big ask. You know, Chris Sale's had a great year, comes in with a 14-3 record, probably more importantly, a 2.62 ERA. He goes six, gives up six hits, a run. Now, what's really frustrating with the bats is, in the bottom of the fourth, you get a single from Margot, a double from Jeffers, so nobody out, right? Second and third. Miranda strikes out. Okay. Carlos Santana draws a walk. So now one out, bases are juiced, and you have a chance to break the game open. Castro strikes out. Vasquez grounds out to short, and we go on. But, Festa, six innings, two hits, a run, a walk, which did prove to be a bad walk, but it's one walk,
yeah,
and seven strikeouts. Feel like when you get that effort from a guy who is basically, you know, we thought, okay, at best he has to be like the four or five guy. And tonight he pitched like a three.
Yeah.
You need to win. You need to win these games. Like, these are the type of games that if you have any aspirations of, like, being taken seriously for a playoff team, David Festa gave you a start tonight. And I think that you said this when we did a post-game show on Sunday about, what was it, Zebby who started that game?
Yeah, I think so.
And you said at the time, we should be talking about his start. Like, yeah. Not all the – well, tonight we should be talking about Festa. Oh, my God.
Right.
He pitched lights out against Sale. What a performance. And instead we're talking about dumb mistakes, dumb sends, and that's too bad because I don't see how you can be taken seriously even if you make the playoffs when we are now talking about things that should be cleaned up.
What's remarkable is we've made this huge deal about when Joe Ryan went down with the injury of, can this starting pitching survive with rookies and inexperienced dudes? And, I mean, I asked Rocco point blank today, which you can find in another extra innings episode, about, is there innings limits on these guys? I know you have to throw them because you're out of options, literally. But is there innings limits? Because Simeon Woods is 15 innings past his career high. Bailey Ober's two innings away. Jorge Alcala hasn't thrown this much in 3 years. David Fest is knocking on the door of his career high. Mm-hmm. And it seems like ever since the Ryan injury, the Twins have mostly gotten, I know Bailey Ober got tattooed on Monday in a weird rain-soaked game, but
right. It
feels like the starting pitching and especially the rookie collection of Simeon, Festa, Zebby Matthews, Louis Varland when called upon, who pitched well tonight again for the Saints, those guys have actually delivered. Like, I don't think you could really ask any more of their performances over the last 2 weeks. What has absolutely killed the Twins and why they find themselves in this situation is dumb baseball mistakes, and to be honest, relying on a lineup that is without two of your, well, tonight, all three of your best players. Royce Lewis got the day off.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's hard, in my opinion, to look up and down that lineup 1 through 9, and you have Chris Sale, who might win the damn Cy Young after Bailey not pitching over the last few years.
Right.
And for that collection to come out here and still have a chance to win, like, they had Sale on the ropes in the 6th, right, 5th, and 6th.
Exactly.
And it's not a starting pitching rookie problem. It's a collective Twins veteran problem that they just can't seem to get out of their own way.
Right, exactly. Because so I agree completely. All of what you said is true, which is why you can't make mistakes. And like, you might be like, well, come on, Judd, teams are going to make mistakes. Yeah, they are going to make some. But if you look at the collection of mistakes and at times, certainly in a few of the earlier defeats a week ago, mismanagement of the bullpen, like, those are the things you can't afford. Because, like, you don't have, there's no, like, I look at this lineup, I look at it, there's no wiggle room here.
Right.
Like, there's no, well, if you screw this up on the bases, like, you know, Baldelli, I'm not surprised, defended Tommy Watkins postgame. I get that.
Yeah.
But, like, you can't afford to have that. Like,
that's
the second he hesitates, and by the way, he also looked back, and I think he expected to not go, you have to be like, okay, screw it. Like, I'm not going to run you into an out, which is, you know, he didn't reach the plate. So I'm with you. You don't have enough talent in the lineup, and you don't have, and you're asking these young pitchers, hey, you got to do, you know, David Festa, can you pitch against Sale? He's like, oh, hell yeah. And he comes out and does that, gives up a solo home run in the first, which I say, who cares? You know, that's going to happen. But that's exactly why we can't be talking about base running miscues.
Right.
That's why we can't be talking about sending guys at the wrong time. That's why we cannot be talking about the ball going off Margot's glove after he takes a route that looked like Cordero Patterson's routes when he played for the Vikings. Like, these are all of the things, because I'm with you. When Correa and Buxton, and in this case Royce, are not playing, you don't have the ability to say, well, we'll make up for that with a three-run homer off Chris Sale. You had your chance. Bases loaded, one out. Okay, that's too bad. But that's also a product of the fact that your point is they just don't have all of their talent. But I can now say, okay, that's okay. What's not okay is that you then screwed yourself. And they did. Like, if you collectively look, the last two nights, they have cost themselves absolutely key runs. The Kepler thing, mm-hmm. where Watkins might have screwed up, but as we all agree, Max didn't exactly run. And perhaps Max shouldn't have been playing. That's a different story. But that cost them a run, for sure. And the Margot decision cost them a run. And you cannot give up runs. And I told you this a couple days ago, too, Dex. If this is what you're going to do in a playoff series or game, you're going to kill yourself instantly.
Yeah.
Like there's no, death. Hey, let's go back and talk about what Tommy Watkins was doing in October. I'm sorry. That's not like, that is what is killing this team.
Yeah. If maybe this is a good topic for when we have Mackie on. I don't know if we'll actually have a Twins episode tomorrow with Mackie. We have a little bit of some schedule conflicts tomorrow. So we'll see. We'll have one for sure on Friday. Twins are off tomorrow, but it feels like, if I were to construct a pie chart of blame, maybe for the last, 21, 22 games, I don't know that I put much of any of it on ineffective starting pitching, which was the biggest fear of who's going to start game three. That was our big talker 2 weeks ago. Who's going to start game three? Who's going to start game three? The pie chart of blame starts with maybe the manager first and the players. I could probably flip-flop.
And either Falvey or Joe Pollad, because the bullpen, you just waived, you DFA'd the one guy that you supposedly picked up to help you. You know what we should be talking about right now is, can Festa's performance tonight be repeated continually in a race, right?
Yeah.
Like, that should be the concern. And yes, there have been bad starts, but that's not the primary thing. The primary thing is that you are, I don't know what you're doing. I honestly don't know. This is why a year ago, when the Twins were, because a year ago the Central was so bad.
Yeah.
When I called for Baldelli's job in July, I believe it was, early July of last year, this is because they were pulling these stunts.
Right.
And I don't know what it is. Like, what are you doing? You're professionals. Like, somebody has to have control here. And that's not a Correa problem. You know, that's a problem of, what are we doing? But yeah, there is the pie chart of blame would be, you actually should do one. It would be, because it would be ownership. I think Falvey's got to take some blame for here. Sure. I'm not going to just allow him off the hook completely, but Rocco, like, there's a lot of things here, and it's just a shame again to come back to, you know, you got through that rocky start. Mm-hmm. You played, you were streaky, but you played a lot of good baseball. Like, your record was really good. And now, when you get teams like, you know, the Braves, I mean, the Cardinals, I'm sorry, they're not good.
No, yeah.
They're not drawing. There's 12 people now in the greatest baseball town, they'll tell you that, in the entire world. So it is very confusing. And for Twins fans, I think, you know, if our Twitter accounts are any indication, absolutely maddening. And I don't blame fans. And the real problem is, they are for a playoff team right now, it feels like they're very close to essentially losing people completely.
Right.
Because they're this is not worth watching.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead. Take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, this season got off to that sour start because of and forget the 7-13 start, just of the lack of spending, the lack of aggressiveness after their most successful season in 20-plus years. And if there were to be a epic collapse here, and the Twins might just find themselves sliding down and still being in the playoff race, given how bad the state of the AL is. And I know the Red Sox won again today, so it's not like the Twins.
The Central's actually great.
The Central's great. The rest of the American League really is kind of putrid.
Yeah. Boston's won two now.
So if that's the case, if there's a situation where they don't end up making the playoffs, well, we have some big – I mean, fans aren't going to be coming here. Like, if the playoffs started tomorrow, do I think it'll still sell out and be close to what it was in Toronto? Sure, it's baseball playoffs. There's a heightened excitement about that.
Right.
But, man, if there is a catastrophic fall from grace here, after, forget about not being in first place, but being in firm condition of a playoff spot, regardless of not being in first place, yep. there is heads have to roll. Like there has to be people held accountable. That's a lost season, and that's a complete kick in the groin to not just yourselves, but your fan base too.
It's a really interesting point because I don't disagree completely, but the problem is it starts at the very top.
Yeah.
So like the poll ads have to look at themselves and say, we did not go out and get any help. Like you didn't, you got no help. And I understand that the payroll, the opening day 2023 to 24, I think was down $35 million. I understand that. And that's not good. I'm not excusing that at all. But then at the deadline, when you're in it, I think you've got to say, hold on a second here. We want butts and seats. And look, folks, the Cardinals, during the three games over the weekend, drew great. A ton of Cardinals fans. Tonight's crowd for the Atlanta Braves was awful.
Yeah, it was the weakest crowd so far.
They announced 19,000, and I don't even know that there were 19 here. So, like, there are consequences for what they have not done. But it would be interesting if the Twins tried to pin the blame on certain people, because while they might deserve it, it starts at the top.
Yeah.
Like it definitely starts at the top. And you did not have, because of the fact that you cut payroll, you didn't have, and you didn't address the extra starting pitching. And like you said, that has not been a huge problem, but what has been is the bullpen. Mm-hmm. And the bullpen's imploding right now.
Yeah.
It really feels like it's imploding. I mean, who do you trust? Cole Sands right now?
Jax.
And Jax for sure. Jax has been a stud. I mean, Duran, I said on Sunday, I don't blame him. He got screwed by Julian. I'm sorry, last night he got hit.
Yeah.
Duran screwed Duran.
Yeah.
He got hit hard. So, yeah, the frustration is, it feels like it would be palpable if more people cared.
Yeah. Maybe a pie chart. We'll talk to the Mac and Deck. Maybe we can see if we can squeeze that in tomorrow or something. Or regardless, happens Friday. But
I got Viking stuff tomorrow.
We got Viking stuff tomorrow.
Vikings are starting
Thursday. We got a scoop session with Duke. So we got plenty of stuff coming at you. Hit the like button, subscribe button. This is the Score North Twin Show. Appreciate everyone hanging out with us. We got almost 200 people watching us vent and complain about the Twins. We probably feel the same angst and vibes that you have. So. Appreciate everyone that's listened and watched. Go check out our episodes, too, every Tuesday with Trevor Plouffe. A lot of great stuff here on the Score North Twin Show. Appreciate everyone listening and watching. Off day, much deserved off day tomorrow. And then Toronto.
For you or the Twins.
I think sure the Twins
deserve a day off. They just need one. The good thing is the Blue Jays aren't that good.
No, that'll help. The drunks will come in. The Toronos. And drunks well, in a good
and
way.
And I forgot.
Yeah.
It's a holiday weekend down here.
It's a holiday
here.
Weekend, yeah.
Now, so like that's going to be, yeah, there's going to be a lot of Labatts that crosses the border from Manitoba to here.
I love my Padraics. Padraics is a great sponsor of Score North. Yep. But yeah, there's some great Pilsners
some
coming
Bolsons
down.
And stuff like
a lot
that.
Of good stuff. Hit the like button, subscribe button. This is Score North Extra Innings. We'll be back at you soon.